Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Splitting by Bill Eddy and Randy Krager is a practical guide for people facing divorce or custody conflict with an ex-partner who shows traits associated with borderline personality disorder or narcissistic personality disorder, and in some discussions, other high conflict patterns, written from a blend of legal and mental health perspectives. The book focuses on what tends to make these separations uniquely difficult: rapid shifts from idealization to hostility, intense blame, manipulation of narratives, and repeated crises that spill into court, co-parenting, and extended family systems. Rather than offering a generic divorce overview, it aims to help readers recognize predictable conflict cycles and respond in ways that reduce risk. The authors emphasize preparation, documentation, and careful communication, along with choosing professionals who understand high conflict dynamics. The overall purpose is protective and strategic help the more stable partner navigate negotiations, court procedures, and parenting disputes while limiting opportunities for escalation and reducing emotional and financial damage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, high conflict personalities and why separation escalates. A central topic is the book's explanation of high conflict behavior patterns often associated with borderline and narcissistic traits. The authors describe how a breakup can trigger intense reactions, including fear of abandonment, rage, and a drive to control the narrative. In this framework, the legal process is not simply about resolving issues like property or schedules. It can become a stage for emotional retaliation, image management, and repeated attempts to pull the other person into drama. The book highlights how these dynamics can produce sudden reversals, such as moving from cooperative conversations to threats, accusations, or urgent filings. By presenting these patterns as predictable rather than random, the authors help readers reduce self-blame and confusion. The practical value is that readers are encouraged to plan for volatility, assume that informal agreements may collapse, and focus on structure and clarity. This topic also sets the tone for the rest of the book. The goal is not to diagnose a spouse, but to recognize behaviors that reliably create conflict. Then choose responses that prioritize safety, legal protection, and long-term stability. Secondly, the blamer and target dynamic in divorce and custody disputes. The book pays close attention to the recurring pattern of blame shifting that can dominate high-conflict divorces. The authors describe a dynamic in which one party positions themselves as the victim while assigning responsibility for all problems to the other party. In a divorce context, this can show up as exaggerated grievances, refusal to accept shared responsibility, and intense efforts to recruit allies, including friends, relatives, therapists, and legal professionals. In custody disputes, the same pattern may involve portraying the other parent as dangerous or unfit, sometimes escalating into claims that are difficult to disprove quickly. The book explains why this dynamic can be persuasive in short encounters, such as a first hearing or an initial meeting with a mediator, because confidence and emotional intensity can be misread as credibility. The guidance focuses on how to avoid being pulled into defensive overexplanations and emotional arguments that feed the conflict. Instead, the healthier partner is encouraged to stay factual, consistent, and child-focused, building a clear record over time that courts and professionals can rely on. Thirdly, strategic communication, boundaries, and documentation. Another major theme is managing communication so it does not become a weapon. The authors emphasize that emails, texts, and social media posts can be misrepresented or selectively quoted, and that impulsive replies can create legal and reputational risk. The book encourages readers to communicate in a business-like manner with short, clear messages that focus on logistics and the children's needs rather than relationship grievances. Boundaries are presented as practical tools, such as choosing appropriate channels, limiting topics, and avoiding real-time arguments. Documentation is framed as a protective habit, not as a way to win by humiliation. Keeping organized records of schedules, agreements, and key incidents can help counter distortions and reduce uncertainty when memories differ. The book also acknowledges the emotional challenge of staying calm when provoked. And it encourages readers to build support systems so that communication with the other party stays measured. This topic ties together psychological self-management with legal prudence, aiming to reduce escalation while improving the reader's ability to respond effectively if the dispute reaches court. Fourthly, working with lawyers, mediators, and the family court system, splitting devotes substantial attention to navigating professionals and legal forums when conflict is persistent. The authors discuss the importance of selecting a lawyer who understands high conflict dynamics and who can remain steady under pressure. Since an overly aggressive or reactive approach may inflame the situation, readers are guided to think in terms of strategy: what outcomes matter most, what evidence is likely to persuade, and how to present concerns without sounding vindictive. The book also addresses the reality that courts operate with limited time and incomplete information, which can disadvantage a parent who expects the truth to be self-evident. It therefore encourages preparation and clarity, including organized timelines and focused requests, rather than sprawling narratives. Alternative processes, such as mediation, may be helpful in some cases, but risky in others, especially when one party uses the process to delay, intimidate, or extract concessions. Overall, the authors frame the legal system as a tool that must be used carefully, with realistic expectations about what judges and evaluators can and cannot do. Lastly, handling allegations, abuse concerns, and child-focused planning. The book addresses situations in which a high-conflict divorce involves allegations of abuse, threats, or other serious claims that can quickly reshape custody and safety planning. The authors emphasize that readers should take safety concerns seriously, while also understanding how accusations can be used strategically in some conflicts. Guidance centers on practical steps, seeking competent legal advice, documenting events, and focusing on protective actions that are credible and proportional. For parents, the book consistently returns to the idea that the best leverage is a steady child-focused approach that demonstrates reliability over time. This includes creating clear parenting plans, anticipating predictable triggers around transitions, and reducing opportunities for conflict in front of children. The authors also encourage readers to understand how children can be pulled into loyalty conflicts and how consistent, calm parenting can help buffer them from instability. Rather than promising quick fixes, the book presents these situations as requiring patience and structure. The emphasis is on reducing harm, keeping the process manageable, and making decisions that will hold up under scrutiny from courts and allied professionals. In conclusion, splitting is best suited for people who are separating, divorcing, or already in custody litigation with an ex who behaves in extreme, blame-driven, or manipulation-prone ways, especially when those behaviors resemble borderline or narcissistic patterns. It is also useful for family law attorneys, mediators, and therapists who want a readable orientation to how emotional volatility can collide with court procedures. Readers benefit most when they treat the book as a strategy and risk management manual rather than a diagnostic label. The practical payoff is a clearer plan for communication, documentation, professional selection, and courtroom presentation, along with emotional guidance for staying steady when the other party escalates. Compared with many divorce books that focus on negotiation skills for cooperative couples, this one stands out for addressing the reality of persistent conflict and the ways legal processes can be exploited. It also differentiates itself from general personality disorder resources by translating high-conflict behavior into concrete divorce and parenting decisions. The result is a guide that aims to reduce chaos, improve personal safety and legal posture, and protect children from being swallowed by the dispute. If you would like to support Bill Eddy LCSWJD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.